El Paso's Emme Design Studio is marking their 5th anniversary by bringing home some national awards and recognition for work done for El Paso businesses. Emme Design Studio just won their 2nd National Silver Addy at the National American Advertising Awards. As far as we know, they're the first El Paso design firm to win repeat national Addies ever. Here to talk design with us is Joel Martinez of Emme Design. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you, Marina.
So, Joel, how does the design process work in your head?
You know, it's funny you ask that. I love art and I love design. And I've done this for quite a bit of years. And it's a creative process that you go through. The only difference is that design has a function. It needs to work for a client. So most people separate art from design because it is still an expression, an artistic expression, a visual expression,
right.
But it needs to have, ultimately, it needs to be successful for the client. So our process is basically the same with the difference that the ultimate goal is communicating for somebody else instead of for yourself as a self-expression.
Let's talk about the two projects that won you these national awards. The first one was last year for Hillside Coffee and Donut. When the client comes to you and says, hey, I want to open a donut shop, what happens in your head?
Well, you know, we talk to them. We talk about the concept. We get together with the architect and we take a look at renderings, any sort of inspiration.
So it's a whole, completely holistic view.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's hard because we don't have the actual plays done.
Right.
So we have to work with an idea or a concept. And so, again, we just take a look. The more resources we have, the better understanding that we have what they're trying to do to make a good branding project successful. So taking a look at Hillside, we kind of decided to go with that black and gold look, a little bit more a hipsterish sort of look. And so everything came together once we started realizing that they will need packaging such as donut boxes, coffee cup sleeves, cold cup design, and so on.
How many ideas do you go through before the client says, okay? I mean, I know there's several renditions maybe of an idea, but how long or generally have you figured out your process to get somebody to say yes? Because I know that can be painful too. I mean, you're kind of working before.
That's correct. And it is hard. And it is sometimes it's a long process. Sometimes it's a little bit shorter. With this project specifically, the logo was the one that took quite a long time. We weren't getting to where the client wanted the logo to be. And so that's the one that kind of got us there for a little bit. There really isn't a number or
right.
of days, but we worked on it for a while. And once they approved the logo, then everything kind of came together.
Because that kind of dictates where you're going to go, right? I mean, once you have the identity, then...
Right, exactly. I mean, for branding purposes, the logo, I think, is the most essential. And it's the first part of, well, the name, of course, and then the logo. Because that starts to define the rest of the brand with typography, shapes, color, patterns, and so on.
Oh, and let's talk about the logo, because just recently I was talking to a doctor friend, and he said, you know, I was trying to build a website, and the web developer was so held up because I didn't have a logo, so they couldn't do anything. And he's like, what does a logo mean? And I was like, well, it speaks for you when you're not there. It represents you, but... How do you convey that message to somebody? Or, you know, let's talk about the importance of having a visual presence.
To me, for any brand or any service, any product, any service that you do, the logo is the most important thing because it does represent, it communicates what you do, and it builds trust. Once the branding comes after the logo, it helps you to build that trust. There's a reason why most big brands out there, like Nike, you know, the story about Nike and Adidas and all those logos are there for a reason. And it's not because, regardless of conceptually how good they are, mm-hmm. its brand through so many years has made people realize that that is exactly what it represents. And it goes beyond the brand. Now, for so many years, Nike has done anything sports, and they were able to take out the actual word from the logo and they just left the
you
swoosh.
You see the swoosh and you know
exactly,
what it is.
Exactly. So that's what branding does, but that's why it's so important to establish a logo at first. And like I said, the only change was to take out the name, and now it really represents more than what it does. It represents athletes. It represents equipment, anything that they do with related to their sports.
So let's go to the project that you won for this year, which is Tin Man.
Okay.
Will you tell us about that and kind of how – do you all name them too or
– You know what? We sometimes do, not always. Most of the time, people already have an idea. They already have a name. They already have established, you know, in their minds exactly
like what – a vibe or something.
Exactly, a vibe. And Tin Man was a filling station, which is – it was the first time I hear of that. I personally – I like beer a lot, and I had never heard of a filling station. And so the client came up to me and explained to me that this was basically, it's an in-and-out place. You just go in, fill your growler with beer, and get out of there. Exactly. and they do have a small little tables where you can just sit down and maybe taste the beers or have a beer. They're not against that, but their main thing is you go in, get your beer, and you know, go out. So it was a first time for us to hear about something like that. The place is a little bit of industrial. It also involves a lot of artists. They had some graffiti artists paint the beer kegs, which turn into stools for the tables.
Very
there.
Cool.
They had their own little creative thing going, and of course they're local, and so we had a chance to talk to them a lot, to visit the place, and so finally we came up with a logo, which we believe represents the brand exactly, and then from there, their main thing was to sell merchandise and sell growlers more than their beer, because they're not really making beer. They're not brewers.
Right. They just got to get people interested in the things that they create and kind of fill them up and keep moving.
Exactly. And so we at first, I believe we came up with three designs for them, but this is an ongoing project and they're doing limited edition versions and so on. So they're going to keep us busy and creative.
I saw you did designs for the growlers, but then there's a pouch too.
That's correct. Those are the
like
eco
a Capri
growlers.
Sun or something it looks like.
Yes, exactly. Those are the eco growlers, because I forgot something very important is that they're very eco-friendly. Most of the things they have are recycled and so on. So, you know, the clothing, they're recycled. And so those are the eco-growlers, and they're not screen-printed. They need a clear sticker that's on them. So it's a little flexible for us.
When you're designing something, do you go for wow each and every time? Or what is it that you look for? What impact are you looking to make personally when you come up with a design or a brand for somebody?
Well, I think for us is making it successful but fun. So we got to find that balance, kind of like design, you know, aesthetics and function. It's the same thing with anything we do. We need to make sure that the client is successful with the brand that we're doing, but that we're also happy with the brand that they're doing. So some clients are a little more reserved and some want us to
just
go ahead and
go out there.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's just finding that balance. That's something I do have to tell you, that a lot of the times we have come up with ideas and they're actually rejected or not approved because we go beyond.
They're a little too out there, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to say too, we believe they're successful. We wouldn't do anything that wouldn't
right.
be successful, but either for budget or because production or something. There's something in there that just kind of limits us. So.
Do you kind of know that when you're going in, you figure like, hey, I'll ask them because this is going to be really cool. It's going to work for them. They may or may not go for it, but...
We do, but we still want to throw it out there. So yeah. No matter what, we usually have... We never present only one proposal. We either have one or two or three. And so we take a look at the client and we think about them, we kind of say, well, maybe they'll go for it and you know, we'll go all out.
So you guys have been around for 5 years, and in 5 years, you can see your visual impact on the city. You see Malolam, you see Hillside all the time at Montecillo projects, essentially. Is there something that you're particularly proud of? I'm not saying like a favorite client or project, but, you know, just something that you're like, yes, this is exactly what I wanted, and it's out there, and it's doing its thing.
You know, that's a really good question, and that's because I think every project that we do feels that way. I remember when I was at UTEP, right after I graduated, my dream was to see a billboard that I created, just because it's so expensive. Clients usually don't get billboards and so on. And once you see your billboard, it's great. But then, you know, you see another one and another one. and so you every time you have to, or at least for myself, you want to be more successful. And so you want to be more creative and you want to outdo what you did the billboard before. And so it's hard for me to really pinpoint it at one of the things. I really love both, you know, Hillside Packaging, Tin Man. It's really hard to choose something.
Are you ever afraid that you're going to run out of ideas?
You know, that's a great question. I always tell my designers, I pay my bills with this. And right. So I come in every single day and I have to be creative. I'm not scared. I just don't know how I've done it. I mean, we've been open for 5 years, but I've been doing this for a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
You look back at the work and you see how much you have done. Technology, everything changes. And
right.
So if you're up to date, or if you read, you have visuals, I think that's how you kind of keep your mind fresh. That's one thing I always tell them as well is, anything for inspiration. We have so many resources on the internet, but at the same time, everyone's looking at the same exact resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to Pinterest, Design Inspiration, you look for bottle packaging. Everyone's going to be looking at the same. So how is that going to change? So I encourage them to look at books. We have magazines in the studio from 2002, and those might stay somewhere on the internet, but right now everyone's just looking on the internet. And so to be able to do something better than that, I think you need to look outside.
Right. And really your environment too, probably. Just pay attention to everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think anything that affects your life visually will have an effect on your design.
Today, my guest has been Joel Martinez of Emmett Design. Thank you for coming to Studio
X. Thank you, Marina. Pleasure.